Hello. My name is Anna Louisa Burrows, and my husband, Bishop Burrows, has asked me to show you around. My husband became the first Bishop of Sheffield back in 1914 when this lovely church first became a cathedral. Let me tell you a little about some of the things we women have done here over the years to serve the church and the women's ministry here. While you're here visiting, do take a look at St Catherine's Chapel. It's one of my favourite places, a lovely place to sit a while and reflect. I'm kept so busy with my work with the Mothers' Union and the Girls' Friendly Society, it's nice to have a few moments to myself from time to time. And St Catherine's Chapel is a special part of the cathedral dedicated to women. Not everywhere has a place like that. Do you know the story of St Catherine? She lived in 4th century Alexandria in Egypt and was a strong defender of the Christian faith at the time when Christians were being persecuted. She converted many to Christianity, which angered the Roman emperor, and she was put to death on the wheel. That's where we get the name Catherine Wheel from, you know. I often think about the spirit of St Catherine and her tremendous strength of faith. I see the same dedication in my dear friend Deaconess Gertrude Weston, who was often around helping out the women and children in the community. And of course, both Gertrude and I have been inspired by some marvellous women who went before us. Mary Parsons, for instance. You may have noticed her memorial on the wall. When Mary died in 1815, she left money to provide for the poorest Sheffield metal workers in memory of her brother John. And Anne Parker gave some beautiful stained glass windows to the church in memory of her late husband, the surgeon Dr. Samuel Parker. The windows are in the Parker transept, and if you look carefully at the pictures, you'll see the Good Samaritan, Christ the Healer and St. Luke the Physician. A very touching memorial, I always think. And so many wonderful women have followed in our footsteps and are serving the church today in so many ways. In my day, we would never have imagined that a woman would one day be a priest, or that 100 years after my husband's ministry, we would be eagerly awaiting the first woman bishop in the Church of England. As for me, well, I must get back to my work with the Friendly Society and the Mothers' Union. I wouldn't want to disappoint St Catherine by not doing all I could to help. Do remember to take a look at all these commemorations for yourself. They're not just in St Catherine's Chapel, but all around the cathedral. And spend a quiet moment in the chapel if you can. I thoroughly recommend it as the antidote to our busy lives. I must hurry off now. It was lovely to meet you, and I hope you will visit the cathedral again soon. Good day to you.